I'm Mary Carol Magazzini with VPR News. And now, Public Post, made possible with support from Merchants Bank. Stowe has a reputation as a sports town, but tennis is not typically the first sport that comes to mind. However, as VPR's Amy Noyes reports, some of tennis's biggest names have ties to the Vermont ski town.
Stowe plays host to some notable sports events, but most of them are on snow. Yet back in the early 70s, Stowe attracted some of tennis's biggest stars. And today, there's a group of Stowe businesses working to revive the town's status as a professional tennis magnet.
It was behind Top Notch, and there used to be a tournament in the early 70s called the Head Classic. And, I mean, Jimmy Connors, Elina Stasi, some of the best players, you know, historic players throughout the world came to Stowe and played tennis here.
That's Andrew Chimera. He's just back from a trip to the French Open. Chimera runs a pair of tennis touring companies, Grand Slam Tennis Tours and Top Notch Tennis Tours, both of which are based in Stowe. Earlier this year, Chimera partnered with sports agent Sam Duval to start Top Notch Management, also headquartered in Stowe. The agency manages some big names in tennis, including top-ranked American John Isner and Shelby Rogers, who is the big Cinderella story coming out of the recent French Open. Duval says there's a lot of love for Stowe in the professional tennis community.
You talk about Stowe, Vermont, to people who are now coaches and who have played here, and it's like some of their most fond memories as professional tennis players.
Chimura and Duval are committed to bringing that level of play back to Vermont. Currently, they're working to land a Davis Cup event in Stowe. The last international tennis tournament in Stowe was the 2007 Fed Cup quarterfinals, and Chimura is the person responsible for bringing it here. For those not familiar with the world of professional tennis, Chimura explains the Fed and Davis Cup matchups.
They're kind of like World Cup events, but in tennis. Fed Cup is the women and Davis Cup is the men.
In 2007, Chimura won the bid to bring the Fed Cup to the very location where the Head Classic was held back in the 70s.
And we had Venus Williams come up and Nadia Petrova and Alina Vesnina, who's now a top-notch management client. So we had a pretty big established group of athletes that were coming up and two big countries kind of battling against each other. It was kind of cool. Russia versus the United States in Stowe, Vermont.
And now Chimura says he's ready to do it again.
The event went fantastic, and since then we've been trying to figure out how to do something a little bit bigger and even more fun.
Chimura and Duval say they came really close to landing this July's Davis Cup quarterfinals in Stowe, but didn't get the bid. So now they're rooting for the U.S. to make it into the semifinals so they can vie to host it in Vermont.
We thought we had it, and it ended up going to Oregon. But we learned a lot more about the process. We understand how to do it kind of moving forward. And if we win, we're going to have another shot at one in September.
But Chimura and Duval haven't put all their eggs in the Davis Cup basket. Duval says they're also pushing for an annual event in town, a women's tournament that would be part of the lead-up to the U.S. Open.
The WTA Tour is what it's called, and we've been in talks to try to bring an event here the week before the U.S. Open. It would be an annual event on the calendar, and we think it would be really successful here.
Duval says an international tournament would shine a spotlight on Stowe and on Vermont.
One cool thing is if we do get the Davis Cup here or another event in Stowe, you know, we're able to literally write Stowe, Vermont on the court, which is televised in over 100 countries, which would be really, really cool for the community and for the state.
And Chimura says Stowe is a big tennis town that deserves a big tennis event.
There's 400 tennis courts in Stowe. That's like one for every 10 people. There's plenty of tennis courts, you know? So, I mean, there's a lot of people that play tennis. We deserve some awesome tennis here in Stowe.
If the U.S. men advance from the quarterfinals and the local Davis Cup bid is successful, tennis fans can look forward to some awesome tennis in Stowe this September. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.